You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to The Movie Show.
What is up? This is The Movie Show. My name is Sash, and today we are talking all things Stranger Things, but specifically, how is it possibly going to end? So there will be lots of spoilers, so spoiler alert. But before we can even get to how it could possibly end, we need to go back to the beginning of the beginning, which was before the show even, like, started. Did you know that there is a Broadway musical called Stranger Things, The First Shadow, and the whole storyline of that Broadway musical is centered around Henry Creel? Yes, that is the boy, or who was the boy, before he turned into Vecna. So the storyline of that musical is very important because it actually gives us details for what we need to know in order to figure out what could possibly happen at the end of Stranger Things season 5. So, number one, at the start of the musical, Henry Creel is introduced, but without powers. He was a normal child. He then goes away with his family to Nevada into a cave. And in the cave goes missing for 12 hours. And during that time, it is believed that he goes to a place called Dimension X, where... Okay, let me just finish this one and then we can stop. Can I continue? He goes into a place called Dimension X for 12 hours. And then when he returns, he's no longer the same person. So it is believed that... When he returns, he's infused with powers, which means that it wasn't actually Henry that created the dimension, but it's that the dimension created him. Dr. Brenner enters. So, Dr. Brenner's father was actually the captain of the USS Pegasus. And in the play, it's revealed that his father's ship actually went to Dimension X. Everyone on board died except for his father. His father then, on his dying bed, tells Dr. Brenner about Dimension X, which explains why Dr. Brenner is so obsessed with opening a gate that will allow him to go to Dimension X. Going back to Henry Creel, so it is believed now that the mind flare is actually starting to influence him and control him. So Henry Creel is slowly fading away and the mind flare is taking over. And as a result, he starts doing weird things. So the family then freaked out, eventually moved to Hawkins because they're trying to start over, which we know because that was stated already in season 4. However, what we don't know, although what is hinted at when we see Henry's memory, when Max goes through his mind, is that he actually met people that we know. So he knows Joyce Byers. She was handing out the pamphlets. On the pamphlet, we see names that we know. Jim Hopper was involved in the play that she was handing out a pamphlet for. Nancy and Mike's parents' names are also on the pamphlet. But then there's someone named Patty Newby. Now, Patty Newby is the adopted sister of Bob Newby, who died in season 2. Patty Newby meets Henry Creel and falls in love with him. And she's not scared of him the way everyone else is scared of him when she finds out that he has powers. So she then asks him to help her find her blood mother. But during that, things go wrong. The mind flare takes over and the play eventually gets to the point where Dr. Brenner gets involved. He then takes Henry, and what he ends up doing is he ends up taking Henry's blood and then takes a whole lot of pregnant women and does a blood transfusion where he puts Henry's blood into them, which is the reason why a whole lot of children are born with powers, which is exactly what he did to Eleven's mom. So back to how is Stranger Things going to end? Well, there are lots and lots of theories. Some people are speculating that Joyce and Henry Creel's connection is bigger than we might know because she's in one of his memories. Other people are speculating that Max is going to come back with powers because she's been in Henry's mind. Other people are speculating that Mr. Watson is the last good part or the last part of Henry Creel because the Mind Flayer has taken him over. And so he's actually going to assist them in taking down the Mind Flayer. One of the most interesting theories is, if you remember at the beginning of season 4 when they were playing D&D, Erica had to throw a 20 on the D20 dice. And she did. And as a result, in that campaign, they defeated Vecna and won. Well, if you now look at how things have worked out now that Will has Vecna's powers, right? 11 is number 11. We know now that 8 is back. What is 11 plus 8? 19. And if Will has Vecna's powers, Vecna was 1. 19 plus 1 equals 20. So the speculation is it's going to take all three of them to defeat Vecna. Who's going to die? People are speculating that Will and 11 are probably have the highest chance of dying, because either 11 might sacrifice herself, or if Will's powers are connected to Vecna and the whole Upside Down, if you destroy the Upside Down and Vecna, then that kind of takes Will with them. But there might not be a death. Some people are saying there might not be a death because there doesn't need to be a death. Hopefully there's not a death. But my favorite theory when it comes to all of this, now it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily tell us how they're going to, like how everything's going to end up happening, but it's a very, very good theory because it takes something from season 5 that is could just be seen as like a simple Easter egg, but it could also be something that is much deeper. And that is the whole speculation of time travel. Yes. So we all know how much the Duffer brothers love the film Back to the Future. In fact, they even included it in season 3 when the kids go to the movies and Robin and Steve are high. Yep, they're watching Back to the Future, right? When Joyce radios to the boys saying that there is a problem with the flux capacitor, which Robin just made up, obviously, but that flux capacitor is the very thing that in Back to the Future, the Doctor uses for time travel. In fact, it's the reason they are able to time travel. Now, this could just be a throwaway joke, but it could also be a very, very powerful Easter egg. And if we look deeper into season 5, we know that episode 2 of season 5, the date is November 3rd, right? Then as we watch, we see that a day passes. So now we're on November 4th. And when was the day that Will was taken? November 6th, right? That was also the day that 11 opened the gates. However, in Back to the Future, when was the day that time travel was created? November 5th. Which will line up exactly with The Bridge, which is one of the episode's names, referencing the Einstein Bridge that Mr. Clark... The Einstein Bridge that Mr. Clark is talking about while he's teaching in a class, which has a similar shape to the shape that Will drew in the barn, which also happens to look like the Mind Flayer. So with everything that's about to culminate on November 6th, which is the day where Will went missing, the day that the Upside Down is stuck in, the day that 11 opened the gates, is it all possibly connected? And do they maybe need to go back to the future to solve everything? That is my favorite theory. If they do that, I think that will be very, very dope. But we'll only know next year. So good luck to everyone as they watch the finale of Stranger Things season 5.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.